The DA can today reveal that in her previous position as Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure, Patricia de Lille spent over 2.4 million rand in taxpayer money on international jet setting between September 2019 and September 2022. During this three-year period, President Cyril Ramaphosa personally approved 8 luxurious overseas trips for de Lille in terms of the ministerial handbook. Information obtained by the DA shows that the flights, luxury accommodation and subsistence costs of these trips amounted to over 2.4 million rand. While South Africans were stuck in the darkness of worsening load shedding engineered by de Lille and her ANC colleagues in cabinet over the past 3 years, she was enjoying the bright lights of Dubai, the USA twice, the UK twice, Singapore, as well as Cuba and Egypt. De Lille spent over 1.6 million rand on 8 international, doubtless business class, return flights. During a joint to the United Kingdom in September last year, she incurred total costs of 478,000 rand in only 5 days. This included flight tickets costing South Africans an astronomical 326,000 rand. De Lille blew more on luxurious overseas travel in those 5 days than most South Africans will earn in 5 years. This wastage of taxpayer money again confirms why we must urgently reform the ministerial handbook. Currently, there is no law that provides for this handbook to exist, and it gives President Ramaphosa carte blanche to dish out perks and benefits to the same ministers that have destroyed the electricity system and our economy, all at the expense of South African taxpayers. That is why the DA is today picketing against the ministerial handbook at Brenterian Estate, the biggest estate of state-owned mansions where ministers and ANC deputy ministers live in Pretoria. These mansions add up to a total value of over 1 billion rand, and they are dished out to cabinet cadres on the basis of the ministerial handbook. The DA calls on all South Africans to support our protest action against the ministerial handbook, as well as our Cut Cabinet Perks Bill, which will be introduced in Parliament shortly.